The Kenyan army has bombed two camps of al-Qaeda linked to al-Shabaab terrorists in southern Somalia. The army targeted Shabaab strongholds in the Gedo region. Their strikes follow President Uhuru Kenyatta's threats that he would retaliate against the militants for their deadly attack on a university in Kenya, which killed nearly 150 people. Al-Shabaab militants stormed the university's dormitory buildings in the city of Garissa on Thursday and executed non-Muslim students. African Affairs expert Ayo Johnson joins us from London to share his thoughts with us on this. Ayo Johnson, how important is Uhuru Kenyatta's reaction to this in terms of the way he's going to handle the situation?
I think it's actually crucial. He had to show that he was tough, he was strong, he had to show that his army was able and capable. Don't forget that this has come at the back end of a series of attacks that have happened in Kenya for which the security forces have not had an answer. And of course, many civilians who were affected by this most recent attack by al-Shabaab are asking some very severe questions, and the backlash and the ramifications across the country that could have been felt by the president himself. He had to show that he had an army that was capable, and this attack is just one step in showing that effectiveness.
But it seems like, based on previous incidents, that perhaps at the beginning there's some type of reaction that appears strong, both in rhetoric and maybe in terms of a follow-through, but then it dies down. Why do you think there isn't a continuous fight against these terrorists?
Well, ultimately, you must understand that they're fighting against an enemy as they see it, that they can't see. An enemy that doesn't have a registered address is very difficult to dislodge them. And they need the Kenyan army have to physically go into Somalia across the border to sort out these individuals. It's very difficult, which is why we've seen in the past where a so-called collateral damage has been recalled, where civilians have found themselves in harm, where being affected by some of these bombs. So it's very difficult for Kenya to be able to show that continuous momentum in being successful against an enemy that's very elusive and very difficult to identify.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Ayo Johnson, African Affairs expert there from London.